I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. The U.S. and Ukraine will hold talks in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, Tuesday on a possible pathway to end Ukraine's three-year war with Russia. The Associated Press says it was told by two senior Ukrainian officials that the delegation from Kyiv will propose a ceasefire with Russia covering the Black Sea and long-range missile strikes. The officials also said the delegation is prepared to sign an agreement with the United States on access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals. He told reporters on his way to Jeddah Monday that a minerals deal is not at the top of the agenda.
It's not part of this conversation per se, and it's not something that tomorrow can be successful without it. It's certainly a deal the president wants to see done, but it doesn't necessarily have to happen tomorrow.
U.S. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz is joining Rubio on the American delegation. The Ukrainian side will be led by Foreign Minister Andrei Sybiha and Andrei Yermak, President Volodymyr Zelensky's chief of staff. Meanwhile, Russian officials said Tuesday that Ukrainian attacks involving more than 90 drones killed at least one person and injured three others in the Moscow region. The assault was part of an overall attack overnight that included more than 300 Ukrainian drones targeting 10 Russian regions stretching from border areas to the Russian capital. The attack also forced flight restrictions at Moscow airports and interrupted train services. A U.S. federal judge has ordered the government not to deport a graduate student who led protests against Israel's war in Gaza on the campus of Columbia University last year. Mahmoud Khalil was arrested last Saturday by agents with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. His attorney said the agents told Khalil his student visa had been revoked. This is VOA News. Homeland Security officials said Khalil's arrest was a result of U.S. President Donald Trump's executive orders prohibiting anti-Semitism on college campuses. Khalil is being held in an immigration detention center in the southern state of Louisiana. The judge has set a court hearing in the case for Wednesday. Former President Rodrigo Duterte of the Philippines has been arrested on a warrant issued by the International Criminal Court. A small crowd of Duterte supporters gathered at the Manila airport as the 79-year-old ex-president was detained by officers with the global law enforcement agency Interpol after he returned from a trip to Hong Kong. Duterte has been charged with crimes against humanity related to his bloody crackdown on illicit drug trafficking that left thousands of citizens dead during his six-year presidency that ended in 2022. Asian stocks fell sharply on Tuesday, following earlier losses on Wall Street fueled by mounting jitters over an escalating global trade war driven by Washington. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite reports.
FBB Capital Partners President Mike Musio says two factors are driving the downturn for equities.
One, uncertainty around tariffs and what the impact may have on inflation and just the general economic outlook. And then two, there's a bit of a growth scare that's going on at the same time.
Worries had mounted over the weekend when Donald Trump declined to comment on market reaction to his on-again, off-again tariff actions. In a TV interview that aired on Sunday, the U.S. president also refused to predict whether his policy shifts could push America towards recession.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite. Greenland is holding general elections Tuesday amid President Trump's growing calls on acquiring the semi-autonomous Danish territory. Reuters correspondent Arthi Thayaparin has more.
Denmark's ties with the island have been strained after revelations of colonial mistreatment of Greenlanders. While Trump's interest has spurred Denmark to amend the relationship, surveys show the majority of Greenland's population of 57,000 support independence. And some locals see the election as a chance to secede. Trump reiterated his interest in his recent address to Congress and in a social media post on Monday. But a recent poll showed 85% of Greenlanders do not wish to join the United States, with nearly half seeing Trump's interest as a threat.
That was Reuters correspondent Arthi Thayaparin. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.